makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, August 26th, the day of the Texans' annual team luncheon. We'll hear Gary Kupiak rally the crowd and talk playoffs. Eric Winston will answer fan questions, and we'll break down the first round of roster cuts. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. It's your chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Coach Kupiak has had one thing on his mind since he walked through the doors of Reliant, and that was to make the Texans a playoff football team. This year, he said at the team luncheon that he thinks he has a group that can do just that.
What's our goal? Y'all know what our goal is. You know, we got started March 20th, 2006, when I walked in the meeting room, and we all know where we started, and we all know where we're at right now. And there's been a lot of progress, but we're to the point now where there's only one goal every time this football team gets together, and that's to be a playoff team. That's our goal. And as a franchise, as a football team, that will always be our goal when we get together. You know, we made improvement last year. We're 8-8. It's the best record in franchise history. You know, that felt good at the end of the year, but it's still not good enough. And you don't have to look any further in this league. And if you can find a way in the playoffs, anything can happen. The team that won the Super Bowl last year won 10 football games. They were 10-6. So that will be our goal. Now, the thing I like about what's going on is that our football players and the people in our organization, that's our goal, and I can tell you that, and I can go around town and talk about that, and Bob can do the same thing, and Rick can do the same thing. But talking about those things don't get it done. But the thing that I'm excited about is the people in the organization, the players and the coaches know the work that has to be done for us to achieve that goal. Okay, and I tell them all the time, you know, we have to be willing as an organization to earn our respect over and over and over again till we get to that point where we're thought of in that light. And we're close. We're awful close. But the next hurdle, that next step will be the hardest step. But we know how to work to get there. Our players know how to work. Our coaches know how to work. And that's what gives us a chance to get there, in my mind, no doubt.
When asked what it was like to be reunited with his University of Miami teammate and friend, Chris Myers, tackle Eric Winston had this to say.
Yeah, he won't ever leave me alone. It's kind of tough, but no, I'm excited about having Chris. You know, it was when I came into Miami, he showed me around and he showed me how to do things, and how having him come here, kind of being able to show him around Houston and introduce him to a lot of people, it's been fun to kind of give that back. And when I heard that he might be coming here, I was real excited to have a friend, another friend here, but at the same time, I was excited for Houston and excited for our team because I know what kind of player he is and what he's going to bring to that position for us, so it was exciting.
After the luncheon, GM Rick Smith announced the team's 5 roster cuts. The team has released fullback Jameel Cook and wide receiver Tim Carter, and waived guard Mark Fenton. Offensive lineman Scott Jackson went to injured reserve, and cornerback Dante Robinson went to the physically unable to perform list. Putting Robinson on PUP seemed like an obvious move, but it wasn't easy for Smith to do.
It was a hard decision, I think, because I know how hard he's working to get back, and there is a chance that he may be healthy enough to actually compete prior to that you know, 6 weeks of mandatory time where he can't play. But I think that the smart thing for us to do and for him is to do it this way and to give him, you know, that extra time to make sure that when he in fact comes back on the field that he's ready to go.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.